World War I doesn't always get as much recognition in popular culture and the arts as the Second World War, but a Wisconsin band is shining a light on the Great War with a new album.
The Madison-based rock band The Kissers is putting out 11 songs inspired by the stories of Wisconsinites who served in World War I, and the album comes out on Veterans Day. Their album release event tomorrow night includes displays from the Wisconsin Veterans Museum.
Ken Fitzsimmons is one of the founders of The Kissers. Ken, thanks for joining us in the studio.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rob.
So this album is inspired by a show you put on a few years back called The Greatest War, World War I, Wisconsin, and Why It Still Matters. What is it that drew you to World War I as a source of inspiration for musical material?
Well, I've always been into history, and when I was younger, I used to study war history. And I studied the Civil War and World War II, and I was at a bookstore one day, and I looked and saw, you know, between the big shelves of those of books of those wars, I saw just a few that were about World War I or the First World War. And I thought, that's an awfully big title for such a small amount of attention that it's getting. And I always had this dream of mixing music and history and at the Greatest War, the visuals as well, to be more impactful.
Now, a World War I themed album of music coming out in 2024. What, as you tell the stories, and we're going to get into those stories in just a bit, what is it that speaks to you about that era, about Wisconsinites in that war today?
Well, it's a tumultuous time, to say the least, right? And not only because there's a war, but because there's also some of the harshest laws about free speech at the time. There's extreme xenophobia going on. It's mostly anti-German during the war. And so there's a lot of kind of inner conflict as well as the outer, you might say, of the war. And not to mention, there's a pandemic.
So a lot of things that might ring true for people today.
Totally.
And part of that show and of the new album, it isn't just about the broad sweep of the war, right? You are digging into the individual stories, the life experiences of people in it, people from Wisconsin. How did you start to dig into those stories?
Well, so you're right. I wanted to tell the individual stories because that, to me, is the most compelling history. I didn't want to tell the stories of just the leaders or the generals and that kind of stuff. And I wanted to dig in specifically to Wisconsinites. So I traveled to a couple of great resources here in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin State Historical Society and Museum, and the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. And at the Veterans Museum, they had an exhibit at the time called Beyond the Trenches, and I learned about many Wisconsinites, and they were really helpful, and they gave me lots of notes, and so I was able to dig into their stories.
We're talking about a new album of World War I-themed music from Wisconsin. Ken Fitzsimmons is with us from the Madison-based band The Kissers. Let's check out one of those songs based on the firsthand accounts of, I think, three different Wisconsinites who served. Can you first tell us a little bit about the song Dear Mother?
Sure. So the first thing I did is I read a bunch of letters home from soldiers overseas. And the soldiers, they called them the boys, you know, letters from the boys. And, you know, it's not too far off. They're very young, 18, 19. And the letters are usually addressed, Dear Mother. And then the next line is something like, hello from somewhere in France. You know, thanks for the mail or the chocolate you sent. And then there's this kind of awkward exchange where they try to console their mother, saying like, you should be proud, but I might not make it, but that'll be okay. And so I was intrigued by that. And then through the Veterans Museum and through some of our own research, I found three particular stories of Wisconsinites from different areas, Milwaukee, Shawano, and Stevens Point. And they each have kind of their own tale that was, I thought, compelling enough for a song.
And you've got your guitar here. Could you play Dear Mother for us?
Yeah, you bet. At Liette, went to the armory to enlist. At age 16, I had to round up 2 years more. Swear I'm in, the recruiter said. And a runner I became, passing messages from the trenches to the brass. And at Chateau Thierry, 7 runners did not survive. So the lieutenant said, well, John, you're gonna have to go. I went a crack over my head, crawled in a shallow riverbed,
I ran so fast they didn't hit me, but sure they tried. Dear mother, hello from somewhere in France. Thanks for the mail you sent. And don't worry, though I might not make it home, that's sometimes how it goes. I'm sure that I'll be all right. I took a break from training the men, went to a movie in town, just the Marshfield Lieutenant and I. Sat on the floor with the revelers, with their drinking and their cigarettes. I saw a young girl away from up above, a Vusi cinema tape on here. So we joined her better view, between her mother's dagger looks we got along. I didn't catch her name, but she snatched my handkerchief with mine, a keepsake. She said, I hope we meet again. Ah, dear mother, hello from somewhere in France. Thanks for the mail you sent. And don't worry, though I might not make it home, that's sometimes how it goes. I'm sure that I'll be all right. Fresh out of Shawano High, a soldier I will be, and take part in this greatest of all wars. On the Tuscania, we sailed to the North Sea with great might. A torpedo struck our starboard side. In the dark, we found our way above deck, only to find our lifeboat destroyed and men jumping overboard. But I kept my cool, I waited for the rescue boat. Now I feel able to hold my own at any time. Dear mother, hello from somewhere in France. Thanks for the mail you sent. And don't worry, though I might not make it home, that's sometimes how it goes. Yeah, dear mother, hello from somewhere in France. Thanks for the mail you sent. And don't worry, though I might not make it home, oh, that's sometimes how it goes. I'm sure that I'll be all right.
That was fantastic, Ken. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Your string held out till right at the last moment there. Amazing. I gotta say, I feel just through that song an emotional connection with the people you're singing about. And I imagine for you, having lived, you know, read these letters and worked this into the song, like, you feel clearly a connection with these boys in this case.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad to hear that, Rob. And that's really the point, right? So, you know, when we talk about history or big events, we talk, you know, often in big numbers and millions of people, or, you know, hundreds, you know, big armies and this and that. But it's what really impacts us is when we know the person and we know their name and we know where they're from and we know their personal story.
Not just boys, though, not just men. You also took inspiration from an Army Corps nurse from Madison in a song called Happiest Mortal. What did you learn from her?
So Helen Belovsky, I learned from the Veterans Museum and from a book by her nieces, Janice Collins and Brooke Cameron, that's a publication of all of her diaries and letters home. And she kept a pretty detailed account of her whole trip. She graduates high school in 1914, becomes a nurse at Madison General in 1917, just when war has been declared, and is moved by the parades and the call for nurses and signs up. And the day that she ships off, she calls herself the happiest mortal in town. And her letters remain pretty upbeat, although a little later they do start to shift when she says things like, you know, we sure have found real war.
Now, somebody could write a book about those things. But somebody has written books about those things. What is it about the medium of music?
Well, I'm a musician, so obviously it's my first medium. But the reason for music is because we can, you know, someone can tell us about history. We can watch a documentary, we can hear about it, and it's all important, but music will speak directly to your heart, directly to your soul. And the point of all of this for me is reaching across time and bringing the past forward. And to really feel that connection, you have to connect with the people, but in a way that perhaps I can't say, but the music can.
Ken, thanks so much for sharing this with us today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Rob.
Ken Fitzsimmons is one of the founders of the Madison-based band The Kissers. He was with us today to share his band's new album of World War I-themed music, The Foe and the Fallen, Songs from the Greatest War. It features the stories of Wisconsinites who served during the war. The album comes out Monday, Veterans Day. His band will be performing live at the Burr Oak in Madison on Saturday with displays from the Wisconsin Veterans Museum.